Who is this? Wait a minute. Who is this?
Well, I'm actually not sure whether I'm dad number two or dad number one now. Wow. How are you, Danny?
All right.
Wow, this is nice. This is great. Dad's dead.
Wow, we've never had this honor before.
Hey, Danny.
No, this is not Dan's dad. Then I have a real dad that I refer to the guy that married my mom as my real dad. And then my mom also remarried again later, but
yeah,
he's just a stepdad. And
you
that's
came out of my pants, so that makes me real dad.
Well, it's biologically, perhaps.
I'm the one who pulls those BVDs to the side, so I think that makes me qualified.
Wow, this is an honor.
Are you proud of Dan's accomplishments, and now are you wishing to get back in touch with him, Dad number one?
You know, Bob, I am. I'm so proud of what he's done there at the ticket. Never thought he'd amount to anything, and of course, that's why I ran out when he was, about 8.5 months old or so. And didn't think he would be anything except a doo-doo maker. That's all he was when I knew him. And
that's an early call, really.
yeah, it's a little early to make
to
that
pass
call.
Judgment.
It's true, you know, but I was young back then and everything. And
you were very young. My mom was
she was 18.
13. No, 18, and 13. The dad was 19.
She was 18? Wow, that lying little thing. She told me she was 13.
Okay, well, I don't know why that would make you more attracted to her.
I wouldn't have done it if I'd known she was 18. But anyway, yeah, I didn't think that that you'd amount to anything, much less be on the ticket. That's America's favorite radio station.
Well, I'm sure back then you hadn't even heard of the ticket. In fact, that was...
I knew Reiner. I knew of Reiner, but I didn't know
wow.
of the ticket.
How did you know Reiner?
It was 35 years ago.
Yeah, he was on the zoo, I think, then.
Weren't you also telling me you know Stu Cedar pretty well?
Yeah, I used to work with Stu. Anyway, and now that you seem to be doing well and you're there on the ticket, I'd like to get back in your life.
Oh, really? Okay. Well,
maybe you guys could meet for breakfast Sunday.
Where are them grandbabies? Bring me those grandbabies. I want to get to know them.
Well, thank you, Dad, number one. This
well,
is
sure.
very courageous.
And where's little Corny? I want to meet Corny, too.
My dog?
Yeah.
To meet my dog.
Yeah, that little moron dog you got there.
Wow, you're a big listener.
I am. I was laughing at Gay Not Gay the other day, and love why today doesn't suck.
Well, I certainly do appreciate that.
Absolutely, Dan.
Well, happy...
I don't mean to get... get too serious here, but I'm a little short this month, and
Dan,
what are you asking for money?
Dan,
I could really use a.
Well, so I haven't seen you in 34 years.
Well, I know, and
see,
34
exactly
years ago,
like the Shaq thing. This is why.
Well, 34 years ago, I would have asked you for a loan then, so I need that loan plus interest.
Little okay. Gambling debts again?
Well. Not exactly. After you, I had a few more fun babies that have caught up with me.
Got a little child support issue?
Little child support, and you're doing the best in the family.
Well, that seems like something that you're just going to have to work out on your own. Young anymore.
28 of my other 43 fun babies are in prison, so I don't have to worry about them.
Wow, dude.
Cue the music, please.
You sure are potent.
But, come on, Dan, the cat's in the cradle on this one. We need to come up with a financial solution that's mutually beneficial.
Well, I think your son has turned out just like you. I must turn my back now on...
No, please don't, Dan.
I'm the one who once turned his back on me.
Let's make a mutually beneficial decision here. You loan me about $75,000.
Oh, wow.
That's reasonable.
What could be mutually...
And I won't kill you.
Wow, I suppose that might be
well,
worth,
this is a nice Father's Day story. This is good. This is good.
And I won't kill you.
Well, thank you, Dad, number one.
Absolutely. And, hey, anytime you guys want me to pop on and talk about sports or something like that, I'm always here.
Hold Big
on.
Games, maybe? Well,
yeah.
Very,
I
love
that. I live over
very
in Granbury.
Show, actually.
Hey, before you go.
You live in Texas now?
Yeah, I live in Granbury.
Wow.
Yeah. That's beautiful. Hey, before you go, Dad, number one, we'd love to get a wacky radio lineup.
Oh, yeah,
you.
Good point.
Something we do on the show. You've heard it many times.
All right,
you?
Okay. What do I need to say?
You just need to identify yourself, give your name, and, you know, tell the P1s it's your Dan's dad, number one, and say you never listen to Bob and Dan on the ticket.
I never listen.
You never listen.
Okay, all right.
Go ahead.
Go now?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Hi, this is Dan McDowell, Sr., Bob's first dad that ran out on him when he was just a little tyke, and I feel bad about it, but not bad enough to listen to Bob and Dan on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Hey, Dan's mom, you still cheating on me?
All right, see you later. All right, goodbye.